On this Thursday, let's check out the weather forecast with Mike Tenura. He's at T-Storm Weather in Chicago. Good afternoon to you, Mike. Thanks so much for being with us. Why don't you start with the near-term forecast to begin with? There's a change coming in the weather. It's going to get a lot more muggy, I suppose. Does that mean we're also going to get rainfall?
Well, in the near term, we certainly will. There's a cool front approaching us from the west today, and that's initially turning winds in from the south. That's pulling in warmer and muggier air. And that's why it's going to be a lot warmer as we move later on into today, tonight, and especially tomorrow. Now, eventually that front will reach the Corn Belt. And that takes place tonight, tomorrow, and then tomorrow night. And that will set the stage for some thunderstorms. Some of those storms will be a little bit on the heavy side in parts of Iowa, Illinois, and Indiana. And parts of the Corn Belt still need more rain. I know we've seen a lot of rain over the last 7 to 10 days, but if you look at the coverage of 14-day dryness on U.S. corn and soybean production, it's still pretty high, including about half of the United States crop. And most of that dryness is centered on Illinois, Indiana, and Ohio, and then scattered in parts of the plains from western Minnesota southward through Nebraska and Kansas. So we have some rain on the way. We're looking for a half of an inch to 1.5 inches over the next 3 to 4 days across the Corn Belt. So that will take a little bit of pressure off of the dryness, but then we start to get into next week, and that's where we have to start thinking about the next set of weather issues.
And what are those?
Well, the forecast next week is quite complex. It's one of the more uncertain periods that we've dealt with in a while, and it's basically because of three different things that are taking place. Number one, we have a system out in the Pacific Northwest that's essentially going to linger near the Seattle area next week. That will turn winds in from the south across a big chunk of the central U.S. So just because of that alone, you know it's going to be warmer than normal next week. The thing that's a little tricky, though, is that it will be cool off to our northeast across the northeastern part of the U.S. That cool air will try to move in as the week progresses, but it will more than likely be unsuccessful just because the field of southerly winds is so large. But on top of that, the thing that really makes it a tricky forecast is that we have a couple of tropical waves of energy that move into the central U.S. around that system near Seattle. Once those reach the plains on the western Corn Belt next week, they break off the jet stream, and that causes them to wobble in a directionless manner. And whenever this happens, computer models break down, and they essentially become useless. They are telling us important information, and that is that we will have some waves of energy moving through the central U.S., but they're not very good at identifying exactly where or in what manner those systems are going to move. Because of that, you just have to broad brush everybody with about a half of an inch to an inch of rain next week, though we can see that higher totals will end up in the Dakotas nearest that intersection between energy and heat. And that's where we need some rain. The spring wheat belt is turning dry in both Canada and the United States. So that's something to watch. But again, rains are coming up more than likely for that area. In the Corn Belt, though, those rains are looking a little bit more scattered. And we need to keep an eye on temperatures, too, because July is an important month. And the warmer it is in July, the tougher it is to have really high yields. So we can see it's going to be warm to start out the month. Whether or not that lasts more than 5 to 10 days into the month is kind of the next set of questions we'll need to think about.
What's your overall assessment of the Corn Belt growing season thus far and how it sets us up for the month of July?
Well, we've been seeing rains here and there. So every time it looks like it's going to dry out a little bit, it rains. And then every time it looks like it's going to be really, really warm, we get some of those rains, and that keeps temperatures a little bit in check. But the problem going forward is that even with all of the rains that we've seen over the last 2, 3, 4 weeks, they've only been scattered, and they're more similar to what you would have seen or what you would expect to see in July and August, which is where you don't have these widespread, huge rain events. You just see scattered storms here and there, and that tends to accumulate and then make all corn and soybean producers happy because they've received the moisture that they need. But that's taking place early. We're seeing that in June, and that's leaving some dry pockets out there. And that's why this forecast going forward is probably a little bit more important than it has been in a while. One of the more interesting things, Todd, is that we can use our proprietary data here to track soil moisture. And every year since 2012, and even including the drought year of 2012, the coverage of 14-day topsoil dryness has diminished from June 15th through June 25th. That's in each of the last 8 years on the corn and the soybean crop. This is going to be the first year that that didn't happen. Even with the rains that we saw over the last 2 weeks, the coverage of topsoil dryness actually increased a little bit and now hovers at just over 50% of both crops. So that just gives you a little bit of background information and showing you why some of these rains coming up are important and why even if we do get some decent rains over the next couple of days, we're going to need to see follow-up rains over the first third half of July, or this story might be a little bit more interesting.
Hey, thanks so much, and we'll talk with you again next week about all of this. I appreciate it.
Yeah, sounds great. Looking forward to it.
That, of course, is Mike Tenner. He's with T-Storm Weather in Chicago, Illinois.